You're listening to the Street Smart Wealth Podcast, episode number 16. Welcome to Street Smart Wealth, delivering everything awesome on how to profit in your PJs at home with the best of offline and social media marketing strategies. I'm your host, Jackie Ulmer, and each week I'll be sharing the solid, proven tips and training that I used to create a multi-million dollar income from home, as well as exciting interviews with other top income earners to help you be successful in your home-based direct sales and network marketing business. If you don't have the Profit in Your PJs report, grab it over at profitinyourpjsnow.com. Welcome back to the Street Smart Wealth Profit in Your PJs podcast. I'm Jackie Ulmer, and I'm so glad you're here, and I would love to know more about where you're listening in from, where you are in the world. So if you're so inclined, please leave me a comment over at jackiealmer.com/SSW016 and let me know where you are. Or you can find me on iTunes. Just type in Street Smart Wealth, and I'd love a comment or a review over there and let me know as well. Well, today's podcast is very special to me as it is somewhat of a dream come true. A few months back, Gary Vaynerchuk, author of two best-selling books, which include Crush It and The Thank You Economy, tweeted out there about his one-a-day plan to provide one 15-minute interview a day for 365 days, and he gave the link to set up an interview. Well, the interesting thing is, I'm not out on Twitter that often. It's one of the few social medias that I don't really engage in that often. And it was just really serendipitous that I was out there that day. But when I saw that tweet come across, I thought, sign me up. And so I immediately saw the link and I went for it. Well, I got declined for my initial request, and I really went about the business of forgetting about it. I figured it was a great opportunity. It was a once in a lifetime thing, and it wasn't gonna materialize for me to be part of it for this particular venture. Well, fast forward a couple of months later, interestingly, I am at home, and what drops into my email inbox but an invitation from Gary's assistant Krista to do an interview with him the next day. And so I immediately said, score, absolutely. I was in and we connected and did the interview. So that's what you'll be hearing today. Gary actually started his family's wine business. He started them online in 1997 with a website and went on in February of 2006 to develop a full-blown show and presence with YouTube primarily, known as WineLibrary.tv. And he's truly a pioneer in building a brand and a multi-million dollar empire online. His success really catapulted him as a sought-after speaker, author, and trainer on the phenomenon known as the internet and social media. So let's listen into the interview and learn a little bit more.
Welcome, everybody. I'm Jackie Ulmer, and today I'm thrilled to have Gary Vaynerchuk on the show. And unless you've been under a rock, you know who he is. He's an entrepreneur starting his first business at age 8, a best-selling author, a sought-after speaker, and certainly a social media guru and a family guy. He wrote The Bullshit and The Thank You Economy, and he has a brand new book coming out this fall. And I have to say, when I read Crush It, in the opening paragraph, you asked, do you stay awake at night with your head swimming with ideas and dreams? And you also mentioned about being willing to live and breathe your passion. And I thought to myself, oh, my gosh, this guy gets me. So, Gary, welcome, and thank you so much for taking the time to be here.
Well, thanks so much for that wonderful intro. I'm excited to be part of this interview.
Well, great. Well, let's jump into the questions since we have a short time. And just to start with, it was kind of funny. I polled a few people out on social media, and they wanted to know, first of all, what wine you thought you would suggest to pair with this particular interview. So
that's a great question. I'll give you the pairing at the end because I want to see how it goes so I figure out what kind of wine to pair with it.
All right. I love that. That's perfect. Well, for me personally, I've focused on the work-at-home mom market and direct sales online, and I've actually been marketing online since October of 1999, and I know that family and lifestyle is very important to you as well. You know, the internet gives the mom and dad the opportunity to develop a business at home, to be there, So what advice do you have for getting started managing time around an already busy schedule and that type of thing?
You know, I think honesty with oneself, self-awareness, probably stands out the most, Chuck, when I hear that question. You know, the advice is completely predicated on what you think makes yourself long-term happy. And so, you know, work-life balance is not a specific formula, right? You know, everybody's got a different version of it. Plenty of people think they have healthy work-life. I think I have a healthy work-life balance, and plenty of people think I'm a completely raging workaholic, right? On the flip side, somebody thinks they're working enough, then, you know, another person's going to look at that person as being extremely lazy. And so, you know, I think being honest with oneself, understanding what they really want in life, materialistically, experientially, family-wise, and so, you know, and then always auditing it. I mean, mine is a moving target. When I was single, it was different than when I fell in love with Lizzie, you know, and it's different now that we have two wonderful kids. And so, you know, I think it evolves, and I think it's important to fight for that time.
Very good. Awesome advice. Well, what about setting realistic expectations then? Because after all, you know, it's not as get rich quick as some people like to make it sound. Building any type of business and building an online business is no exception.
I think patience is a very attractive trait that people need to figure out in life, let alone business. So, you know, again, you and I can tell people a million different things of what works for us, but you hear different versions working for different people. I really believe the answer is in self-awareness, patience, and being honest with oneself. And then that's it. I mean, listen, would you, Jack, let me ask you a question. Would you be happy making $5 million a year?
Possibly, but only under certain conditions.
Yeah, and so, you know, some other people's is yes, and for me, that's out of the equation. I have no interest. I want to make dramatically more, but I want to make it that it still allows me to spend time with my kids, still allows me to go watch the New York Jets. If somebody said to me, you can make $190 million a year, but you can't watch the Jets play, and you can't have Saturdays with Misha and Xander, the answer is no. And so, you know, I mean, but for plenty of people, the answer is yes. And I think I can make $190 million a year and have those things. So, you know, I just think this is dramatically more personal than people think. There's 99% of the people listening in the world would be thrilled to make $190,000 a year, let alone $190 million. And so there's just so many variables, and I don't have any interest in being one of these people who's had success and then tries to impose his will or his way on the masses. I just talk about how it works for me, and hopefully it resonates with certain people or at least gives them a guiding light of what they don't want to do.
Awesome. Very good. Well, let's shift a little bit to video then and the power of this particular media online. I'm someone who enjoys using video marketing myself, so I want to put a focus there. Is it fair to say that video was a huge launch pad for you? Would you say so?
Oh, my God. It's, you know, if there's no online video, there's no meaning being known to the world, period. It wasn't large. It was the reason. Online video is the reason I'm talking to you, period, end of story. Online video is the reason that I became infatuated with technology and invested in things like Twitter and Tumblr and made a new way for myself. Online video is the medium and form of communication that most attaches me to become interesting to people, which completely then negotiates my opportunity financially in this world. So it is a major, substantial, imperative platform for my career.
Well, some people are scared to death to be in front of the camera. They have this definite fear of that. So what advice do you have for them? And did you have that fear?
B, I did not have that fear. A, then write or then make audio. I think video is for very few people. There's dramatically more people that know how to communicate successfully and fruitfully through the written word than there are through video. And it's not even close. There's an enormous percent of our population that has no interest in playing or storytelling through video because they're self-conscious. I mean, just the truth, that's the psychology behind it. And so I would not tell them, get over yourself, do it. I would say give it a try, give it a good college try, but, you know, recognize that you can have just as much success through audio or the written word.
Okay, what do you think about the authenticity that video brings to the table in terms of the online presence?
I think there's a lot of people that are not authentic on online video. I think seeing is very valuable, but I think plenty of people can come across authentically through audio or through the written word.
Well, you recently tweeted that you're about to blow up your YouTube channel, so please say more about what that means.
You know, I've just done a bad job. I've misplayed YouTube. I switched Wine Library TV to Vidler in 2007. Most of the videos out there are put on different channels, not my own. I think I've just left YouTube way. I mean, I have, you know, I'm a video quote-unquote trailblazer, and I only have 10,000, you know, subscribers on YouTube. I've never used the medium properly. I've misplayed it, and I want to correct that wrong. So I'm going to start putting out a lot more content on there and focusing on the growth of it.
So will you go in and revamp what's there, take things away, or simply add to it?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't think I'm going to put things away, but I definitely, you know, like little things. Like I don't treat YouTube with enough respect. I don't do the subscribe in the video feed, which leads a lot more people to subscribe. I don't have it updated. I need to put some serious work into it, and I'm about to.
Well, that's exciting for all of us who love following you, so we'll look forward to that definitely.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about Vine. What's your vision for that platform?
Vine, I'm obsessed with. 6-second video. I think I'm going to bring back my wine show in 6-second format, and that's my plan.
And how does one get a message across in 6 seconds? I mean, some of us have had a hard enough time adapting to Twitter with, you know, 140 characters. How do we do 6 seconds?
Easy, the same way we figured out 140 characters. I was there in the beginning for Twitter, and nobody thought it was possible, and now we talk that way, right? So we'll adjust. Restrictions are powerful. Human beings are very creative. We'll figure out ways.
What other video platform recommendations do you have?
I'm very big on live streaming, so Spreecast I'm very interested in. I don't know if you've checked that out. But I'm a big fan of Q&A on live video, so I would say Spreecast.
Are you saying Screencast or?
Spree, S-P-R-E-E, cast,
C-A-S-T. Oh, Spreecast, yes, got it, okay. Excellent.
Very, very high on that. I love Q&A, Google Hangouts, anything that allows you to engage with people.
So if you're someone new getting started, what would your advice be to someone in terms of the primary platforms to focus on? You know, with time management and everything that goes into it, there's blogging and Twitter and Google Plus and YouTube and Facebook and, you know, Spreecast and other things. What advice would you have to kind of launch and manage it?
Try them all. See what is most natural to you. And do as much as content production as you can with a very heavy focus on YouTube if you're doing video and a very heavy focus on Facebook and Twitter if you're doing the masses with an eye on Instagram and its growth and its growing influence.
Tell us a little bit. Let's shift over to your new book that's coming out. Tell us a little bit about it, what we can expect, and a little bit of content if you would.
I think it's going to be more similar to Crush It than Thank You Economy. I give a thesis, and then I do a lot of teaching, a lot of case studies. I'm going to try to teach people. I'm actually trying to turn the book into a utility. I want them to use it over and over to teach them how to storytell on Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, Pinterest, Instagram, these new social websites. How do you get your business story across? What are the nuances? And so I'm really excited about it. I think it's going to be my best book. I'm getting close to finishing it. I've got like 100 case studies on status updates and why did it work, why didn't it work, what could they have done better here on Pinterest, what could it be done better here on Tumblr, what's a better way of doing that on Facebook. Very analytical, very creative. I think it's going to be a big book on teaching people how to break through the noise on these platforms to get people to buy the things that they're trying to sell.
Awesome. And we can anticipate that this fall?
Winter, November 26th.
Ah, very good. Well, tell us a little bit about what a day in the life of Gary Vaynerchuk looks like.
I'm sitting in an airport in Las Vegas right now. I just spoke to a 500-person audience that owns franchisee pretzel and cookie stores, speaking to what we're talking about here and what I'm writing about. I've been on 5 or 6 calls with AJ about different business opportunities and issues at VaynerMedia. I got to call my dad back about a wine thing. I've texted Lizzie a couple times to see how the kids are feeling because they're a little under the weather. I've checked my fantasy baseball team twice. I've looked at what the Jets are doing in free agency. I've read 100 emails. I've made a Vine video. I replied to 100 people on Twitter today. I've posted a Facebook status update to a quote I have. I've read TechCrunch and TechMeme. I keep up on stuff. And that's about it so far.
That's pretty good. Would you say you're a pretty detailed calendar type guy? Do you keep it all organized that way, or is it kind of put the big things
around
the rest of
it? I do with an assistant and a calendar stay on course, but when I have any free time, I'm completely chaotic, and I love that. I want that. I want to be able to do whatever I want to do when I want to do it.
Very good. Awesome. Love that. So any final piece of advice for those who want to leverage the power of the Internet, their entrepreneurial spirit, their drive?
Yeah. It's never been a better time to do this, guys. And I know you're listening right now, and it seems hard, or you don't have time, or it hasn't happened yet. But, you know, think of it like baseball. All you really have to do is hit one home run. And think about it as we're living through a world now, because of the Internet, that you have 100 at-bats, not one at-bat. And take advantage of this amazing era we're living through. Never give up. You know, going 0 for 17 doesn't mean you won't go 1 for 18. And so just try to make it happen for yourself, because when you're 80, 90, 100 years old, if you don't try to do the things that you want to do or what makes you happy, you're going to regret it, and you're going to regret it in a big way.
You know, when you were doing Line Library, and that was kind of your launch into an online business, at what point did you see the potential of VaynerMedia and you know, I mean, branching off into this whole other element of coaching and training and speaking and all of that?
You know, it came to me. I think it came after I started getting offered big wine television shows, and I realized I didn't want to do them. And so once I realized that that wasn't driving me or exciting me, that what was exciting me was the business of it, the promotion of it, the marketing of it, I started making videos about business, and those videos went quite viral and got me a lot of attention and started really building a name for myself. And, you know, companies started coming to me, conferences started coming to me, publishers started coming to me. And so I react to what comes to me. I put out the best content and bring the most value that I can to as many people as possible. And then all the business opportunities come from that.
Very good. So what do you see, where do you see your business going in the next 2 years, 5 years, 10 years?
I think the next 2 to 5 years, I'll build an infrastructure, a management team around VaynerMedia, and I won't run it day-to-day like I am now. And me and AJ will be on to our next entrepreneurial venture. I'm not sure what that is, but I feel like in the next 3 or 4 years, I'll definitely be on to something next.
Ooh, so there's a next to look forward to.
And absolutely.
Any final? Oh, that's always good. I love it. I love a good vision. Any final thoughts on building the business of your dreams? What does a person need to know about building that dream business?
If you really want your dream business, you've got to do it around things you love and not worry about how much money you can make, but worry about how much happiness it brings and be willing to put in the hours that it takes, because it takes a lot of hours.
And then finally, and I'll let you go and we'll respect your time and I appreciate you being here, how's the Jets acquisition quest coming along?
I'm sorry?
How's your acquisition of the Jets coming along?
I'm making more money every year, so it makes me feel like it's on its way. I'll probably have to put the pedal to the metal soon. So I think I got another 20 years to pull off this goal, and so I'm staying patient and strategic. I feel pretty good about it. I feel very confident it's going to happen.
Are they aware that you of your proposal,
absolutely,
your plan?
Absolutely, yes.
Ah, very good. Okay, so what's the wine?
Yes, I was ready.
Yes.
I'm going to go with a Bordeaux because I thought, you know, obviously you've done this before. This is very professional. I would call it classic, and I think Bordeaux is classic. And so a nice Bordeaux from France is the way I'd go.
Awesome. Well, I appreciate that. Gary, thank you so much. Have a safe, nice flight back to your family, and
thank
we'll look
you.
Forward to some more of your interviews. Thanks,
thank
Gary.
You
have
so
a great
much.
Day.
Bye-bye.
Well, that's it. I was just absolutely blown away and thrilled to have the opportunity to interview him. And what I wanted to do to close out this podcast is share just some really important notes from his book, Crush It. As I mentioned when we began the interview, from the moment I opened up the book and he talked about, you know, laying awake at night with your passion and your excitement on the business that you're building consuming you, I knew that this guy got me. I knew that, you know, I was not alone in my quest to build a successful business online and take the business that I had currently and make it a success, build a successful, thriving network marketing business online. And that's what I've done. So in his conclusion in the book Crush It, and I highly recommend you read it, he has a chapter, it's called The Time Is Now, The Message Is Forever. And I just want to read this paragraph. Today's entrepreneurs are building on top of a foundation that has changed our society forever. Something that goes much deeper than Twitter and Tumblr and YouTube. The greatest paradox surrounding the internet is that as much as it allows us to isolate and limit ourselves only to what we believe is immediately relevant to our specific needs, so does it allow us to connect at unprecedented levels and extend ourselves beyond our furthest horizons. People still underestimate the reach of this thing. I thought that was so powerful. Now, he also, in Appendix A, says, did you forget anything? And I'm just going to highlight a couple of the things from his checklist that you're going to want to be thinking about as you begin to build your brand, your presence, and your empire online. Number one, identify your passion. Make sure you can think of at least 50 awesome blog topics to ensure stickiness. And that was number two. Number three, answer the following questions. Am I sure my passion is what I think it is? And can I talk about it better than anyone else? Number four, you want to name your personal brand, okay? You don't have to refer to it in your content, but decide what it is. Put a name to it. Of course, get your domain registered. Choose your primary mediums, video, audio, and the written word. I recommend all three. I use all three in my blogging and in my online content, okay? Start your blog. Get started out there. Post content. Create a Facebook fan page. Use the Twitter search. Start creating community by leaving comments on other people's blogs and forums and replying to comments to your own comment, okay? Join as many active Facebook fan pages and groups relating to your blog topic as possible. Repeat steps 12 through 16 over and over, and do it again and do it again. And finally, he closes with, enjoy the ride. Now, I hope this parallels a lot of what I've been teaching you on in these podcasts and through my blog already, because it definitely is exactly what I have done and promoted for all these years, and it absolutely works. Now, remember, you can access the show notes over at JackieAlmer.com/SSW016. That's the podcast for this particular show, and there's show notes there. In terms of announcements, don't forget the RealSavvySuccess.com event coming up September 19th through 21st in Salt Lake City. You can go to RealSavvySuccess.com/SLC13. Okay, you can find out more about that. Now, if you have questions for the podcast, I would love to get those answered. Go to JackieAlmer.com/question, and you'll see the little SpeakPipe little icon over there all the way up against the right on the blog. You can click on that, and you can leave me a message. And if it's a question for the podcast, then I'll actually put it on the show, and you can certainly include your blog, and I'd love to give you a little bit of promotion. And if you're someone who likes to pay it forward, and you found this content helpful, it would mean so much to me if you would jump on iTunes and rate and review the podcast. You can do so online at iTunes by going to the store, then podcast, then type in my name, Jackie Almer or Street Smart Wealth, and you'll know just exactly what to do. You can also listen via your smartphone on Stitcher, Beyond Pod on your Android. There's TuneIn Radio, Pocket Pod, and others. And all of the top-rated podcast apps are now carrying my show. And I'm so thrilled to announce we've passed the 10,000 download mark for my episode. So I'm so grateful to you for listening, to you for spreading the word and helping with that. So I will see you on next week's podcast. Make it an amazing day. If you would like even more tips and training, I have a free gift for you over at ProfitInYourPJsNow.com. That's my nuts and bolts on how to be successful in your network marketing business. You can also get more at my blog, JackieAlmer.com, and be sure to connect with me on my Facebook page, Facebook.com/StreetSmartWealth, and on Twitter, @JackieAlmer. See you on the next show and have a fun, profitable week.